主啊，虽然我们不明白，到底在发生什么，但主你都知道。
And reveal yourself to us afresh.
主啊，求你给我们一个全新的一个认知。
Hallelujah. Shall we all pray?
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. 感谢赞美主。
Hallelujah. We give you glory.
Thank you.
We give you praise because Lord, you are God, and there's nothing that happens without your knowledge. Father, all the things that are going on, Father, we do not understand, but we believe that Lord God, your hand is not far from Lord God redemption. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Father, we want to thank you so much for such a time as this.
父，我们为今天这个时间，我们献上感恩。
With all that is going on, we do not understand.
在世界上发生了很多的事情，虽然我们不明白。
But our prayer is that Lord, you bring peace.
但是呢，我祷告，愿你赐下你的平安。
To places where there is chaos.
在那些属于征战混乱的地方，降下你的平安。
Father, those who are suffering, we pray that Lord God, you bring Lord God your joy to their hearts.
对那些在征战当中、混乱当中遭受痛苦的人，求你赐下你的平安和你的安慰。
Those who are hurting because of all that is going on, I pray that Father, you bring Lord God your peace to them.
主要对那些在遭受伤害和痛苦的人，主我祷告，愿你赐下你的平安。
Those who are confused, I pray that Lord God, you open our eyes to really see who you are.
主要对那些在混淆当中的人，求你开他们眼，看到你是谁。
And we pray that, Lord God, you will help us to trust more in you.
主求你帮助我们来更多的来依靠你。
So that no matter what happens, we know that you love us.
所以不管我们在世上经历怎么样的处境，我们都知道你爱我们。
So that no matter what happens, we know that you care for us.
不管我们遭遇什么样的环境，我们都知道主你眷顾我们。
Because our dependence is not on man or any other thing, but only you.
因为我们的依靠不在乎人和世上的任何的事情，而只是单单专注于你。
And your word tells us that those who put their trust in you will never be put to shame.
主你的话语告诉我们，凡依靠耶和华的必不至羞愧。
May we not see shame in the name of Jesus.
主啊，因为我们信靠你的名，我们必不至蒙羞。
May we not be troubled in hearts, but only look up to Jesus.
主，我们不要被我们的困难所困扰，我们只是单单专注于你。
For in Jesus we find comfort.
在基督里面我们得蒙安慰。
For in Jesus we find joy.
在基督里面我们得享喜乐。
For in Jesus we find peace.
在基督里面我们得蒙平安。
And we pray that even as we go through the service,
主，我们祷告，愿我们今天来领受你的话语的时候，
we'll feel your presence here.
主你的同在就临到我们的当中。
Through Jesus our Lord and Savior.
借着我们的救主耶稣基督。
Amen.
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 Okay. How are you doing?
大家都还好吗？
You see, when we see all these things that are happening around us,
当我们看在世界上发生的各样的事情，
it shows to us that the word of God is true.
其实我们看到圣经的话语是真实的。
Amen.
是不是啊？
So don't be worried.
所以我们不要担忧。
It is well.
一切对与我们都是安好的。
But we don't just have to sit back and then watch all that is going on.
也不是说我们就是坐在那边什么都不动，只是眼前发生的事情就好了。
If we have come to know Jesus,
如果我们认识耶稣，
we have to tell others about him.
我们也需要把耶稣告诉别人。
Maybe some of the things I'm going to share today you might have heard before.
今天我要分享的可能已经听过。
But what I always say is this.
但是我常常讲的一点就是
To say the same thing to you
当我给你讲同样的事的时候
It's not harmful
是与你无害的不是吗
It helps you
反而要帮助你
It solidifies something in your life
总是让我们坚固我们里面那些东西
And makes you to remember that God is still on the throne
让我们坚信神仍然在掌权
Amen
Amen
The topic for ourdiscussion this afternoon is
今天我讲到的主题
personal evangelism
是个人的传福音
personal evangelism
是关于我们个人如何传福音
telling people about Jesus
让我们如何跟别人传讲耶稣
and our Bible passage is from 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 5
那我们的经文是在提摩太后书四章五节。
As for you, always be sober-minded. Endure suffering. Do the work of an evangelist. Fulfill your ministry.
Okay. 好，这里说你却要凡事谨慎，忍受苦难，做传道的功夫，尽你的职分。
See, the easiest way to do evangelism is to be yourself.
所以其实传福音最有效的方法就是按照我们自己的方式来。
Many people think that for them to be successful, they need to be like somebody else.
很多人讲说，如果我要成功的传福音，我是不是要效仿某某某呢？
But it is not true.
但是并不是这样的。
I remember some time ago, you know, there was a situation where somebody was preaching.
我记得有段有呃之前有段时间呢，有人在讲道的时候。
And the person saw me sitting there.
有人见我坐在那个会就是聚会当中。
He told the pastor who had invited him to come and preach.
他觉得他以为是我来邀请他来这边讲道的。
That it would be better for him to sit down.It would be better for him to sit down.
他觉得是看到我坐那边，他觉得是自己要坐下来比较好。
And then I'd be brought to the pulpit to preach.
他觉得应该是我站在那个讲台里面讲道比较好。
And so the host pastor was wondering, why is this guy saying this?
然后当时那个邀请他的牧师觉得为什么这个课中讲员这样说呢？
And the preacher told the person that, the pastor that,
然后呢
this man, through him, when I was very young,You know, he built me up with other people and all of that.
他说当时其实做的这个牧师呢，他当时就是 Alpha 牧师。他说他是从小来鼓励我，来扶持我，来成为今天的牧师的。
And so I have respect for him, so let him come and preach.
他说出于对他的敬重呢，我想他今天应该站在讲台上来讲道。
But anyway, he continued preaching, and then at the end of the service, the host pastor asked me.This guy is saying this and that about you. Is it true?
然后在那个讲道结束之后呢，然后那个邀请我们的牧师就说，他说，这个课中讲员讲到关于你的事情呢，是不是真的呢？
And I said you trusted him to actually come and preach. So if he tells you something, then that has to be true.
我说，既然你邀请他，你相信他邀请他来到你们当中讲道，那么所以他讲的东西呢，那你应该是相信都是真实的。
So he said, those things that this person has said about you, and you say they are true, then it means that, you know, you shouldn't be sitting there now. You should be like somebody like Reinhard Bonnke, you know, and Benny Hinn, and all of that.
他那个牧师就说，如果你真的是如这位课桌讲员口中所描述的这个人，哇，这么厉害，好，那你可能就是跟我们现今那些有名的，好像布永康、Benny Hinn 这样子，到处去讲道、布道会这样子了。
And I told him that God has given each one of us something to do, and so we can't be somebody else.
我说神给我们每个人工作是不同的，我们不一定是要跟别人做一样的工作。
And I told him that what God has asked me to do, that is what I'm doing, and it's having an impact.
那么神所呼召我去做的事情，那么我去做，那么就会带来影响。
And so I don't have to be like somebody else.
所以我不需要来跟其他那些人一样。
And so I want to tell you, don't force to be like somebody else. Be yourself when it comes to sharing the word.
所以同样，当我们自己在跟别人传福音的时候，也不需要效仿别人，按照神。呼召我们的方法去做就好了。
You see, God has custom made each one of us.
神创造我们每个人都是独特的。
With unique combinations of personality, temperament.
按照我们个人不同的性格和性情所来创造我们的。
Talents and backgrounds.
我们每人有不同的一些才干，有不同的背景。
And he wants us to use these in his mission to this world.
甚至神把所赐给我们的才干和性情呢，也用来使用在这个世上。
Even though the world looks like it's all messed up.
尽管我们所活的这个世界现在是一片的混乱。
When it comes to evangelism and sharing your faith,
当我们在传福音来跟别人分享我们的信仰的时候，
There is no right way or wrong way.
并没有说一个绝对的正确或者错误的方法。
There's only God's way. Hallelujah.
我们只有一个就是属神的方法。
When you read the Bible,
当我们读圣经的时候,
you see that God used different characters and different styles.
神是使用不同的人物、不同的方法来做事。
Through people to share their faith.
他借着不同的器皿、不同的人来分享这个讯息。
And this morning, I want us to look at the way God equipped and used six different people to reach this world.
今天我们来看看神所使用六个不同的人来如何装备他们，来使用他们。
The world in which they lived at that time.
在他们当时所处的那个时代。
God actually chose them in different situations.
神在不同的处境当中呢，拣选他们。
And we are going to look at six different people.
我们要看六个圣经当中所提到的人物。
You might fit into one of them.
可能我们属于可能这六个人中的一种呢。
Or you can have a combination of two or three.
或者你有这当中他们两三种人的那种特质在里面。
The first person we want to look at is Peter.
那么第一个人我们要看的就是彼得。
And Peter had what we call the confrontational approach.
那么彼得的性格呢是比较可以来使人突破别人。
I think last week we were celebrating Pentecost Sunday, is that right?
对，上周日呢是五旬节的主日。
And Peter on the day of Pentecost,
那么在五旬节这一天彼得做什么呢？
Stood up and preached for, you know, to over 3,000 people.
在那一天的彼得站在众人面前传讲福音五个小时。
God chose him because 3,000.
在三千人
3,
他们在三千人面前来为主做见证。
God chose him because he knew that Peter had the right character.
神拣选他是神知道彼得里面的一个特性。
And somebody once said that Peter can start an argument in an empty house.
有人说彼得在一个空房间里都可能跟人家争执。
Amen. On one occasion, he even tried to correct Jesus Christ. Can you believe it?
在有一个事件一个情况之间，他甚至跟去尝试纠正耶稣主耶稣。
Can you imagine trying to correct the Son of God?
你有没有想到他怎么够胆去跟神的儿子去争辩呢？
And on one occasion, when he saw Jesus on the water, he was the one who leapt out of the boat.
而且当他见当主在水面行走的时候，彼得也是那一位够胆要走出去的那一个人。
And when they tried to arrest Jesus to, you know, before he went to the cross, he had a sword, and he even wanted to chop off their heads.
然后在克西马尼园，当那些士兵来逮捕耶稣的时候，彼得是那个拔出剑，把那个祭司仆人的耳朵砍下来的那一位。
Once Peter was convinced that he was right, there was no stopping him.
当彼得认为对的事情的时候，没有任何人可以阻止他。
And God needed a strong man, oh hallelujah, to stand up in Jerusalem to preach.
所以神需要像彼得这样特性的一个人，站在耶路撒冷众人面前去传讲这个福音。
God wanted the thousands of people who were present at that time to really.Come to understand that they were the ones who crucified the Messiah.
他们想那些站在那些面前的几千个众人明白，正是他们把神的儿子耶稣钉十字架。
And they needed to call on God for His mercy and forgiveness.
他们要不就是应该转向神，求神赐下怜悯来获得饶恕。
Peter's personality was custom designed to fill that bill.
所以彼得就是神特别创造拣选来做这样事的人。
And when you add the power of the Holy Spirit,
并且在圣灵恩膏的大能之下，
you have the ingredients for a great revival. 3,000 converts.
然后他们加上了一个大的一个复兴，三千人加添给他们。
Today, some people will not come to Christ unless there is a Peter.That tells them straight in their face that you need to be saved.
可能今天我们也需要像彼得这样的一个狠角色哈，在众人面前非常直白的告诉他们你要得救。
Some people don't need people who beat about the bush.
No.
Some people don't need people who beat about the bush.
所以我们有些人他们不断的在原地踏步。
I hope.You've translated correctly?
Yeah, if I'm wrong, correct me.
But clearly, people who will present the truth and challenge them to do something about it.
但是有神他们在真理面前可以挑战他们，就是去摆在他们面前有胆量去做这个事情。
Are you like that?
我们是这样的人吗？
Can you identify with Peter?
你觉得你是跟彼得很相似的人吗？
And the approach that he took.
或者就是像彼得这样传福音的方法。
Or are you ready to move on to the others that we'll be looking at?
或者就是你是在等待着我们接下来要讲到那些人物呢？
However, if you think Peter's approach is good for you,
如果你认同彼得这种传福音的方法的话，
remember that you have to rely on the Holy Spirit.
那我们一定要记住，我们要依靠圣灵的大能。
To know how, when,
就知道如何并且何时做这样的事情。
And with whom to direct your words.
并且要靠着圣灵来引导我们当说的话。
To challenge them.
来挑战我们面前要传福音的人。
You need to get the right balance between truth and grace.
我们必须要在真理和恩典之间找到一个很好的平衡点。
Sometimes we might have the truth, but if we don't use grace, we would rather mess things up.
有时候我们只是专注真理，但是忽略了恩典这一块的话，那我们就会造成一个不好的印象。
Let's look at the second person.
我们再看看第二个人物。
How many of you have heard of Paul?
有多少人知道保罗呢？
Paul the Apostle.
有没有人还有人没有听到过保罗的吗？
Paul was no stranger to confrontation.
那么使徒保罗也是有这样子有胆量的去做事情。
When it was necessary.
当有必要的时候，他就会出击。
But the characteristics of his approach.
但是他所做事的方法。
Was very, very methodical, logical, and reasoned presentation of the gospel.
他传福音的方法呢，就是非常的有策略，有体系，有结构性的来讲传讲福音。
Paul was a master at laying out a clear and sound explanation about God.
保罗呢，他做了一个非常完整完全的一个关于信仰的基础的根基。
About sin,
关于我们信仰的根基，关于罪的解释。
About Christ and salvation and so many other things.
关于耶稣基督，关于我们救恩的解释。
When you read the letters of Paul,
当我们来读使徒保罗的书信的时候，
you see how he reasons.
我们看到他如何来给我们详细的解读解释。
How he argues a point.
他如何来对于那些论点进行辩论。
With imaginary foes who may challenge his position.
对于那些尝试来挑战他的权柄的人。
The Greeks at that time could relate to, could not have related to Peter's, bashing and, turn and burn presentation.
如果可能希腊人他们当时就不太习惯或者喜欢彼得的那种传福音的方式，非常胆量，然后就是很直言出击的方法。
They needed logic, reasoned out discussion.
他们需要一种有系统、有逻辑性很强的那种讨论的方法。
Maybe you know people like that.
可能我们知道有这样的一些人。
They don't want easy answers or platitudes.
他们可能不需要一个真的很直白的一个解释。
They want reasoned, intelligent answers.
他们需要一些很聪明、很谨慎、很详细的一些解释。
Perhaps you are like that.
可能我们当中有人是属于这样的类型。
Perhaps you are like Paul.
可能你就是好像很跟保罗的样式很像。
Are you the inquisitive type who likes working with ideas and evidence?
你是不是那种喜欢用各样的证据来佐证你的观点的人呢？
This style is more and more important in our society, which has become very, very secular.
这种方式在我们当今的社会呢，是越来越需要的。
Today, people need to hear the gospel not only declared, but also defined and defended.
所以现在我们不光只是需要很多人来去宣告福音，他们也需要你更多的去解释，并且去定义这个福音是什么。
We want to move on to the third one, the testimonial approach.
好，我们再看看第三个人物。
How many of you remember the blind man in John chapter 9?
谁记得在约翰福音第九章里面所提到那个瞎眼的人呢？
This man had been healed by Jesus because he was blind.
这个人他天生就是瞎眼了，但是主医治了他。
And that got him into trouble.
就是因为这件事情，他得医治这件事情，让他遇到麻烦了。
Something had happened in his life that is worth talking about.
那么在他生命中所发生的事情呢，是值得来宣讲的。
He had been blind from birth.
他从出生生来就是瞎眼。
And he made his living by begging.
那么他就是靠着乞讨来谋生。
And that had been his regular routine.
那么这是他每天日常的一个生活的习常
But all that changed one day.
但是有一天，这个日常的那些每天做的事情呢，发生了一些改变。
When he encountered Jesus.
就是当他遇到主的时候。
And Jesus gave him the gift of sight.
然后主耶稣赐给他视力、
Hallelujah.
恢复了他的视力。
You see, when you encounter Jesus, he deals with so many things in your life and the need that you have at that time.
所以当我们遇到耶稣的时候，我们生命中的需求得满足。
However, no sooner could he see that he ended up in big trouble.
但是他没有想到那不久之后呢，他很快就遇到麻烦了。
He was dragged before the Pharisees who were the rulers at that time.
然后呢，众人把他拉到法利赛面前，就是当时那些宗教领袖面前。
And they asked him to explain what had happened to him.
然后呢，他们都要求他来解释发生在他身上的事情。
It's interesting that he didn't get into an intellectual debate like Paul would do.
就是很有意思，他没有像好像保罗这样子给他们经过好像高智商的一种辩论。
He didn't start bashing them and telling them that you need to hear this truth like Peter.
他也没有很非常直言的给他们去宣告说这是真理，你要相信啊，怎么怎么样。
Because those responses do not fit who he was.
因为这样的方法并不是他这种身份的人适合他做的。
Instead, he spoke from his experience confidently.
但是呢，他却从他自己所经历的事情非常自信的讲出来。
And he said this.
他说
One thing I do know, once I was blind,Now I can see.
他说只有一件事情我知道，就是我曾经是瞎眼的，但如今我能看见了。
And it's a difficult, declaration to argue with, isn't it?
对，就是这个不变不争的事实，没有人可以跟他去争论这个事情，不是吗？
He told them what, he had experienced.
所以他只是单单的讲出了他自己的一个经历。
And the thing is, it is hard to deny.The implications of a testimony like that.
但是对于这样的与神相遇的这种经历是很难去否定的。
Even from, baby Christians.
对，甚至对于那些刚刚信主的基督徒来说也是同样的。
And I've always said this.
我常常在说。
That every one of us has a testimony.
我们每个人都一定有一个见证。
Anyone who has given their life to Jesus Christ has a testimony.
我们每一个把我们的生命交托给主的人都一定有一个见证。
And no one can doubt what your testimony is. Because it is what has happened to you.
没有一个人可以质疑你的见证，因为那是实实在在发生在你身上的事情。
And I don't know whether I've said it here before, but I want to say it again.
我不知道我之前有没有跟大家提过，但是我想再讲一遍。
Write your testimony down.
就是把你的见证写下来。
So that even when you are asleep and somebody...calls you, what is your testimony? You should be able to tell them what your testimony is.
所以就是遇到如果突然打电话，你在睡觉时候打电话问你的见证是什么，你可以马上的回复他们。
Write it down, learn it by heart.
然后记下来，然后心牢牢的记住你的见证。
And it's simply this.
就是这样的，很简单。
What was my life like before I met Jesus?
就是我遇到主之前，我的生命如何
？What happened to me?When Jesus came into my life.
当基督进驻到我的生命的时候，发生了什么事？
And since I committed my life to him, what has been happening since?
然后自从我把我的生命交给主之后，我的生命又发生了怎样的改变？
It's simple, isn't it?
是非常的简单。
So everyone who has given their life to Jesus has a testimony.
所以我们每一个信主的人，我们都一定有见证。
And no one can challenge you on that because it is what has happened to you.
那么，其他的人也不可能去质疑你的见证，因为这是发生在你身上的事情。
That story that we've just heard about in John chapter 9.
所以刚刚我们在刚刚提到的约翰福音九章这个瞎眼人的故事
could be yours.
也可能成为你我的见证。
Would you be comfortable telling others of how you came to Jesus Christ?
你可以很自信的、很舒适的、告诉别人你信得救的经历呢？
And the difference He has made in your life.
或者是因为信主之后，在你生命当中所带来的改变。
Even if you have never done that.
尽管你可能没有做过这样的事情。
Does the idea of sharing your testimony excite you?
那么，但是这种就是分享福音的这种想法，会不会让你觉得很容易呢？
Stories like yours can be a powerful tool in bringing someone to Jesus.
我们自己生命中的故事，我们的经历，会成为一个非常重要的工具，来让人可以也可以来信靠耶稣。
You don't have to have such a dramatic testimony.
你不用讲一个好像很戏剧性的一个哇、很出其不意的那种见证。
Of how you move from religion to relationship, almost always connects you with some people.
当我们从一个宗教的方式变成一个与神建立关系的一个过程，也可以让我们帮助人来亲近主。
I mean, those little stories about how you came to Jesus.
我们认识主，我们来真正接受主，这些很小小的经历和故事都是有用的。
Can be as effective as when God has delivered you from witchcraft and other things.
这些看似不经验的经历和故事，可能跟那些我们所谓的好像被些被赶鬼啊、神迹奇事，都也是同样的有能力的、有功效的。
Like drug abuse and so many other things.
甚至我们看似好像很奇妙的那些吸毒的那些所有被鬼附的事情。
If that is your testimony, be careful to give God the glory.
如果这是我们的经历，我们一定要将荣耀归于神。
And not the devil.
并不是仇敌。
Moving right along, number four.
好，我们第四个人物是谁呢
？We'll be here till evening because I've got a lot to talk about.
对，做好准备，可能我们在今天这里要很长时间哦，我有很多要讲的。
Oh, we've talked about three people.
我们现在才讲了三个，大家还记得吗
？Peter, who was very confrontational in his approach to telling the gospel.
是，第一个是彼得，是非常有胆量、直面出击的那个人物。
Paul, who was very, very logical, telling, you know, analyzing everything one by one.
那么保罗是非常有智慧的有系统、有条理的、有根有据的进行辩论。
And this blind man who was healed.
然后这个天生瞎眼得医治的人呢
？And his testimony was very, very simple.
就是非常简单的用他的经历来见证主。
And I believe people will be touched by, you know, all three, but.Even the smallest one, like once I was blind, now I can see.
我相信呢，前面我们三个提到这个人物呢，都可能用自己特有的方式来感动到别人。
The fourth approach.
那么第四种方法是什么呢
？Matthew the tax collector.
就是马太那个税吏。
Some time ago, I used to be the one who collected fees at the Bible school in KT IBOL. How many of you have heard of IBOL?
我记得我很久以前我自己是在 KT 教会里面来那个收学费的那个人。
And some people named me the tax collector.
有人称我是那个税吏。
Hallelujah, Matthew the tax collector. After getting saved,
马太这个税吏他得救以后呢
，decided he would do whatever he could in order that his friends could come to Jesus.
他决定说，他尽其所能去做一些事情，以致让他的朋友呢，也可以来认识主。
And he wanted to bring as many as possible to Jesus.
他想尽可能把更多的人，越来越多人带到主面前。
So what did he do?
那么他做了什么呢
？He put up a banquet.
然后他就在家里设摆宴席。
For all his tax collector friends.
就是所有他那些朋友做税吏的那些朋友。
In an effort to expose them to Jesus.
然后让他们有机会来接触主耶稣。
And the new life that Jesus offered.
并且主要赐给他们这个新生命。
Matthew relied on his relationships that he had built with these men over the years.
所以马太呢，借助他跟这些他的那些同事哈同僚们所建立的这个人际关系
，and he sought to further develop their friendships，
借着他们所建立的这个友情
，and therefore he invited them to his home，
然后呢，把他们邀请到自己家里吃饭
，he spent time with them and he ate with them，
然后他跟他们聊天，跟他们吃饭
，he did this because he genuinely cared for them。
他这样做其实真的也是出于关心，他要愿意这样做。
And he wanted to influence them, considering the claims of Jesus Christ.
他想来真的让也关心他们，让他们也来接受主，成为他们的救主。
It's true that many people will never be reached until someone takes them, you know, and spends time to build that kind of intimacy with them.
很多人呢，如果没有别人帮助，是很难同主建立一个很亲密的关系。
Maybe you are an interpersonal evangelist.
可能你是那种很善于同人啊社交的一个传道人。
Do you enjoy spending time with people?
你可能是不是就是很享受与人相交的那个时间呢
？And like you know, talking and listening to people.
也喜欢同人聊天交流，并且听别人的倾诉呢
？If so, this is the method you can use to bring people to Jesus.
如果你是这样的类型的人，可能马太税利这种方法可能正好适合你。
That's what you know. I'll call interpersonal.You know, evangelism.
这就是我称为也是其中一个很个人化的一种传福音的方法。
And you know, let's move on to the next one, number five.
好，我们来看第五个人物。
The invitational approach.
一种就是邀请性的一种方法。
How many of you remember the story of the Samaritan woman at the well?
有多少人见过在井边的那个撒玛利亚妇人呢
？The story of the Samaritan woman should encourage everybody who has ever felt disqualified.
他当时信主以后，他邀请所有那些觉得自己不配来进神国的人都来听主的话。
If you have ever felt disqualified, you know, from being used by God.
觉得如果你觉得你自己失去这个资格不够格来被神使用的时候
This woman's story should encourage you.
那么撒玛利亚妇人的故事就能大大的鼓励你
She had at least three things going against her.
她有三件事情至少是敌对她的
Number one, she was a Samaritan.
第一她是撒玛利亚妇人
And Samaritans were hated, you know, at that time in this woman's life.
在那个时候呢，她的那个作为撒玛利亚妇人这个身份呢，是被众人所厌恶的、厌弃的。
Number two, she was a woman.
第二，她是一个妇人。
And at that time, women were not recognized at all.
在那个时候，我们妇人是不受人尊重的。
And number three, she was living an immoral life.
第三呢，是她过的她的私生活呢是不道德的。
You know, the story tells us that she had, you know.Been with so many men, and even the person she was living with at that time was not her own husband.
我们也知道当时圣经都提到她之前有很多个丈夫，而且现在跟她同住的人还不是她的丈夫。
At that time, any of these things would have disqualified her.
所以就是她当时她本身那种身份和背景，并不让她觉得有资格去好像传福音。
And people would not take her seriously.
可能众人觉得也不是很认真的去对待她。
But Jesus was never one to be dictated to.
但是主却不是这样认为的。
He did not allow prejudices in society to affect him.
他没有允许说在社会中众人眼中的那个偏见来影响他。
And soon he entered into a conversation with this woman.
所以他很快就在井边跟这个妇人开始交谈。
It didn't take long for this woman to realize she was talking to.Somebody who was not ordinary.
所以真的不用很多时间，这个妇人就发觉与她对话的这个面前这个人并不是普通的人。
She was convinced that she had met the Savior.
她非常的幸福，她遇见了救世主。
The Messiah.
弥赛亚。
So what did she do?
那么之后她做什么呢
？She immediately went to the town and brought a whole gang of people.To the well to hear Jesus for themselves.
那之后他做什么？他就赶快去到他所住的那个镇上，把那些所有的人都带到耶稣的面前。
This simple invitation resulted in Jesus staying for two more days in that town.
就是因为他向众人所发出的邀请，能导致主停留在那个地方两天之久。
I believe that so many people could come to know Jesus if they are invited to a church event.
我相信很多人，他们因为被邀请来到我们教会参加一些聚会或者活动，他们也因此能信主。
Some people are very good at inviting people to go places with them.
很多人呢，他们很擅长去邀请别人跟他一起去参加一些活动。Maybe
you are one of them.
可能这是你所擅长的。
You are, you know, one of those people who can pick up strays and take, you know, take them home and look after them. Strays, you know, people who are just.
哦，很多时候可能你的擅长就是你经过路遇到了一些流浪狗，你都很厉害，把他们带回家收留。
And you know, these are the people who can make evangelistic events very successful.
这些人他们的那种特性，可以让那种传福音的事情非常的就成功。
By calling people into an event to hear the gospel.
他们需要做就简简单邀请他们来一个传福音的布道会，那个教会的一个活动。
And I want to plug this in.
啊，然后我
this coming weekend, there's a program at what do you call that place now? Jesus Tour. How many of you have heard of the Jesus Tour? It's on TV and Jesus. Everywhere. Billy Graham Evangelistic Association, you know, they're having this thing at the Excel, yes. At Excel.
好，就是我们来将要来的这个周末，有一个在伦敦 Excel 这个地方有一个传福音的布道会。
Try and invite those of your family and your friends who do not know Jesus and take them along to Excel.
所以这是也是个绝佳的机会，你可以邀请你还没有信主的家人或朋友去到这样一个布道会。
I think it's on Saturday evening.
是，可能是星期六的晚上。
Yeah? Okay.
好,
if you are the person who, you see, people can hear the word of God and it will transform their lives if they are invited along.
你想，如果他们被邀请的话，他们可能就有机会听到主的道，并且他们的生命被改变。
So, just like the Samaritan woman, Jesus can affect people when you invite them along.
所以正是因为撒玛利亚妇人她当时向众人发出了邀请，主耶稣有机会去影响很多人的生命。
And finally,
那么最后一个,
when a pastor says finally, then you know that about 10 points are going to come.
牧师说的，那最后一点我们不要相信啊，可能后面还有很多点。
So fasten your seat belts, we're going to go very
我们一定要坐稳啊, OK, 打起精神, OK, 听完了一定要。
Number six.
第六点,
the servant approach.
啊?
The servant approach.
哦，就是仆人的一种方式，以仆人的方式。
And the person we want to look at is called Dorcas. Dorcas.
Dorcas.
Dorcas.
Dorcas. And which book?
It's in Acts chapter 9.
哦，在《使徒行传》第九章。
In fact, Acts chapter 9. I'll tell you what the story is.
好，让我们看看《使徒行传》第九章。
All right. So don't worry. I'll tell you the story.
好，让我们来听听这个故事。
Dorcas was a lady who was well known for doing good and helping people.
哦，这个妇人呢，她是很擅长来帮助人，很有善心的一个人。
Her ministry was to the widows of the area who she used to make clothes for.
当时呢，她当时为那些寡妇做衣服。
You know what? Let me give you homework.
让我给大家一个功课哈。
I've already talked about John chapter 9.
我刚刚讲到了
blind man.
刚刚我提到的经文是约翰福音九章那个天生瞎眼的人。
John chapter 4, the woman of Samaria.
约翰福音第四章，撒玛利亚妇人的故事。
And now, talking about Dorcas in Acts chapter 9.
现在我们又讲到在使徒行传九章这个叫多加的女徒。
When you get home, read all these stories.
好，我们回家一定要重温这些经文，重温这些故事。
They will encourage you and build you up.
希望这些故事能鼓励到你，能加增你的信心。
Dorcas was somebody who attracted people to Jesus.
她是用她的行为来真的吸引人来到主面前。
By her acts of kindness.
就靠着她所行的善事。
She was very calm about it. She didn't jump up and down that, look at what I'm doing.
她不是那种很大肆渲染，很就是炫耀自己做了什么好事情的人。
She just got on with it.
她是很低调，就是默默的去行善。
But it had an impact on people.
但是她的行为呢，却影响到了周围的人。
And through her, people could see a glimpse of the love of Jesus.
借着她的好行为呢，人们真的有看到耶稣的神的爱。
Which had actually inspired her to do what the things that she was doing.
并且借着她所行的事情呢，来启发别人。
In fact, she was so important to God that when she had premature death,
但是而且发生的事情很重要，当有一个人，当时
God sends Peter.
当时有人死的时候呢，神呢就派彼得
to raise her from the dead.
当时这个叫多加的人，当时他死了，然后但是神派彼得去为他祷告，让他死里复活
and to put her back into service.
然后去让他恢复他的生命。
Isn't it wonderful the way God works?
是不是一个多么奇妙的事情呢？
People like her find it easy to serve others.
这种人他们是很容易去服侍别人。
It's how God has made her.
也是神所赐给他们的特性，一个仆人的一种身份。
They notice the needs that people have.
他们很容易注意到他人的一些需求。
And find joy in meeting that need.
然后呢，去满足别人的需求，去帮助别人的时候，他们很有喜乐。
That even though they don't get a lot of credit.
但是他们不是把这种想得到别人称赞和赞许。
They still do it.
他们仍然默默地去付出，去这样做。
They are often the quiet types.
他们是那种很低调的人。
Who enjoy expressing their faith through tangible forms of action.
他们很享受借着自己的那种好行为来上市，来表达自己对主的信心。
That style of evangelism, you know, doesn't get a lot of press.
那么这样好像一种方式，可能并不会被太多人看见，并得人的赞许。
And sometimes it can take a long period for the spiritual results to show.
可能很多时候你会花很长的时间，它会被人肯定和看见。
But I believe that it is one of the most important approaches that we can have.
但是我相信这也是我们很重要应该有的一种特质。
Because service type of evangelism touch people that nobody else can reach.
因为借他这种方式会触摸到一些很多别人所接触不到的人的生命上。
Ordinary acts of kindness.
一种很普遍的一种出于爱的一种善行。
Done out of love.
是出于爱的一种好行为。
For people.
这种当我们对别人行善的时候
can bring them to Jesus.
会让他们把他们带到主的面前。
You might not have the knowledge of Paul.
我们可能没有像保罗这样丰富的严谨的那种思维。
Or the courage of Peter to bash people.
或者那个像彼得这样的胆量来直面出击。
But you like baking.
或者你就是简单的喜欢烹饪，做蛋糕。
Or maybe fixing things in people's houses.
或者你就是很擅长修理东西。
Or helping others.
或者就是帮助别人。
You can use that to bring people to Jesus.
这类一种特质也可以带人来认识主。
Now these are six different styles that I've mentioned today.
这就是我今天给大家提到六种传福音的方法。
Maybe you can identify with one of them.
可能你觉得其中一种方法很适合你。
A Peter who stands and proclaims.
像彼得一样在众人面前有胆量来宣告。
A Paul who is logical in his approach.
或者像保罗一样有智慧的，有理论性的去辩论。
A blind man who only tells his testimony.
或者简简单单像天生瞎眼的人，就讲自己的见证和经历。
Or the woman of Samaria who will just say, Hi, I've met the Savior. Come and see him too.
或者就像那个撒玛利亚妇人一样，简简单单向众人发出一个邀请就好了。
Or Matthew, who just invites people to come to his home to, you know, sit down and eat with them.
或者像税利马太一样，邀请众人来你家吃吃喝喝，并且分享主的爱。
Or a Dorcas, who just does good things.
或者像多加一样，默默地用爱来行善，来影响别人的生命。
I just hope that you realize that God can use you, no matter who you are.
我想让大家知道，我们不管我们是怎样的一个人，神都可以使用我们。
Because He is the one who made you.
因为他是那个创造我们的人。
No one fits perfectly into any of these styles.
没有一个人可以完美的适合每一种情况。
In fact, you may have opportunities to use all of them at some time or another.
可能你或者说你有机会把这刚刚提到六种方法，你都可以用来操练和使用。
You might fit into style 7 or style 8, which I'll tell you later.
可能你会用一些其他的方法来进行也可以。
That is okay too.
那这种方法只要行得通都可以用。
the important thing is to work together with others.
那么更最重要的事情，我们要彼此互相效力，来一起做神的工作。
To combine our strengths and use them to advance the kingdom of God.
使用我们彼此的强项和优点来扩张神的国度。
And finally,
那么最后的最后。
Let's look at 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 11.
最后的最后，我们来看一下彼得前书四章十一节。
If anyone speaks, let him speak as the oracle of God. If anyone ministers, let him do it as with the ability with which God supplies. That in all things, God may be glorified through Jesus Christ.
好，这里说。
To whom belong the glory and the dominion forever and ever. Amen.
Amen. 这里说，若有讲道的，要按着神的圣言讲；若有服侍人的，要按着神所赐的力量来服侍，叫神在凡事上都因耶稣基督得荣耀。原来荣耀全能都是他的，直到永永远远。Amen.
Amen. So no matter what you do,
所以不管我们做什么都好。
Wherever you have opportunity to minister,
每次我们有机会去跟人分享的时候
，speak as God leads you，
就按着圣灵的带领来分享。
And through it all, God will be glorified，
让主在凡事上都能得着荣耀。
And people will come to know who Jesus is，
那么众人也有机会来认识我们的主耶稣。
Amen。
Amen.
Shall we stand as we pray?
好，让我们站立起来，来祷告。
I don't know whether at any point in time you felt very inadequate.
不知道我们当中有没有觉得好像来到神面前不是很舒服，不适合。
To tell people about Jesus.
你觉得好像你不配，或者你觉得不知道怎么跟人讲传讲耶稣。
But as you can see from the examples that I've shared with you.
但是从今天我跟大家分享的那六种不同的人物方法来看。
No matter your circumstance or your situation.
不管你所处的那个环境是怎样。
When you allow God to use you.
当你允许神来使用你这个器皿的时候。
You can touch people and bring them to Jesus.
你就可以触摸人的生命呢，并且带领他们来到神面前。
You might not be able to preach like Paul.
你可能没有像保罗的智慧的这样传福音。
Or to confront people like Peter.
或者没有彼得这样的胆量来直面出击。
But you can be like the Samaritan woman and invite someone to an evangelistic event.
那你可能就好像这个撒玛利亚妇人一样，简单的发出一个邀请，把他们带到教会就可以了。
Or you can just tell somebody your testimony or what I call your story.
或者你就是说，简单的跟别人分享你的故事、你的经历就够了。
What would it be?
那到底是什么呢？阿伦，还有什么呢
？Just speak to God right now.Speak to God right now.
让我们来对神说话。
I say, Lord, show me.
说神啊，向我显明。
What to do?
告诉我，我应该怎么做。
Friends of mine are lost in sin.
我的朋友仍然活在罪中。
And cannot find their way.
他们看不到那个出路。
There are only few people who care about their situation.
好像只有很少的人来在乎他们所处的光景。
But nevertheless, Lord.Use me as you would.
主啊，不管怎么样，如果你愿意，我愿意被你使用。
That I can bring my friend to Jesus.
帮助我，让我来把我的朋友带到你面前。
That I can bring my family member to Jesus.
让我帮助我把我的家人也带到主面前。
That I can even bring somebody I don't know at all.
甚至我
saving knowledge of Jesus.
甚至我让把一些我完全不认识的人也能带到你的面前。
Father, we want to praise your name.
父，我们要来赞美你的名。
We want to thank you that Lord, you love mankind.
主，我们知道你神爱世人。
That every time you give us opportunity to let them know that Jesus loves them.
主，你要用各样各种各样的方式来告诉我们，主耶稣，你爱我们。
that Jesus is prepared to save them.
主，你也为我们舍命来拯救我们。
And to give them a brand new life.
以致让我们得一个全新的生命。
We pray that, dear Lord, when opportunities arise.
主，我们祷告，当那个有机会出现的时候。
We will not let that pass us by.
我们不会让这样的机会就错身而过。
But we'll let them know that.
并且让我们要抓住这机会，让他们知道。
Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
耶稣，你是那个救主，永远不改变，不管过去、现在还是将来。
And if He has saved us and given us new life,
主，当你来拯救我们，赐给我们一个新生命的时候
，they too can find life in His name.
让我们的家人或者朋友，他们同样也能找着这个生命。
Amen.
Amen.
And if you are here today.
今天当我们当中的每一个弟兄姊妹
And you have not given your life to Jesus.
如果你今天你还没有把你的生命交给主
You have an opportunity to do so.
你现在就有这样的机会这样做
The Bible says today is the day of salvation.
圣经讲说今天就是你得救的日子
Now is the appointed time.
现在就是神所命定的日子
Tomorrow might be too late.
你不要想着明天可能已经为时太晚。
Therefore, take advantage of this opportunity.
所以今天让我们抓住这样的机会。
And say, Lord, I come to you, Jesus.
说主啊，我今天就来到你面前。
I know that I have sinned against you.
我知道我向你犯罪了。
In my thoughts, words, and actions.
在我的思想、我的言语和行为当中都犯罪了。
Please forgive me.
主啊，求你赦免我。
And change my heart.
求请你来改变我的心
And give me a brand new life.
来赐给我一个全新的生命
Thank you for doing this for me.
谢谢主，你为我这样做
In the name of Jesus, I pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Alfred. Thank you.
谢谢 Alfred 牧师
Please be seated.
大家请坐
Well, today is Father's Day.
今天是父亲节
Okay, I want to invite all the fathers to stand.
我要邀请我们当中所有的父亲啊，我们的弟兄父亲。
If you are father,
如果你是父亲
，If you see yourself as a father of somebody,
如果你觉得你是
spiritually, please stand.
不光是生理上的父亲，或者还是属灵上的父亲
，Well, not a lot of people are here, so they're going to get a massive present from us.
哇，我们今天我们的父亲要得到一个很大的礼物。
So, I want you, if you are your children of that particular father, to stand next to them.
Oh, 然后你自己啊，那个父亲的孩子呢，要站在孩子身边。Oh, no, you.
If the children are out there, it doesn't matter, because we are all brothers and sisters in Christ, right?
Oh, okay, 好，我们就算你的孩子在主日学没有问题哈，那我们知道我们都是基督里面都是弟兄姊妹一家人。
So,These fathers are now have crowds surrounding them and praying for them.
我们今天有我们这些弟兄姊妹，我们像云彩般围绕
他们。So all stand, all stand. You've been standing for a long time. So all stand. If you are brave enough to go and stand next to those fathers, that's one there, one there, one there, one there, and one there.
像云彩般
That's only five fathers, you know.
弟兄姊妹围绕着我们的父亲们。好。大家不要害羞。
Come on,、oh. we love our fathers.
好
Okay, so all you need to do is just to lay hand on the fathers. Come on, there's no one.
Oh, come on. 让我们为我们的父亲们来祝福，按手。
Okay, I will pray. You will do the laying hand, right?
好，我们来祷告。Betty 牧师祷告，然后我们按手。哈利路亚，我们相信。
As we pray, I really believe God will have some presence to go into their lives.
我们相信，我们祷告的时候，神有属天的祝福要临到他们。
And through your laying of hands,
借着我们的按手。
They are going to receive present from the Lord.
他们也会领受从主而来的礼物。
Okay, let us pray.
好，我们祷告。
Heavenly Father,
亲爱的天父
we want to thank you for the most important love that you have given us.
我们感谢你所赐给我们最珍贵的礼物爱。
Your love in Christ Jesus for us.
就是你在借着你的爱子耶稣基督所赐给我们的爱。
And you have given us our fathers in our midst.
也给我们父亲在我们的当中。
Father, we want to thank you for their hard work.
天父，我们为他们所有的辛劳的辛勤的付出，我们献上感恩。
Who raised us up in a family?
并且他们在养育我们的孩子。
Father, we also want to say thank you for all their faithfulness to our mothers.
我们也为他们与对我们母亲的妻子的忠诚，我们献上感恩。
And that they are around in our family still.
他们仍然在家庭当中同心合一。
Because at this time we remember a lot of people haven't got their fathers in their family.
可能很多现在社会上世界上很多的家庭并没有父亲的存在
either through unfaithfulness or either through other circumstances they have left the family
不管是出于怎样的情况可能在家庭当中也没有了缺失了这个父亲的角色
Father we thank you that these fathers are still here
主为我们当中每个家庭当中的父亲我们献上感恩
whether they have done a good job or not Father we want to pray for them
主要不管他们做得好不好我们都仍然为他们祷告
Because we know that through our prayers they can be better fathers
主我们相信借着我们的祷告他们会成为更好的父亲
Father we want to pray for them to become Lord your image of Son Jesus Christ manifest in their lives
主我们祷告他们会成为更有效仿你的爱子耶稣基督形象的一个父亲的身份
Father that you restore the position of the father in the family
主啊，你恢复他们在家庭当中作为父亲的一种职分。
That you will heal their hearts.
你来医治他们的心。
You will deliver them from evil.
也把他们从邪恶当中释放出来。
And that you will strengthen them in their lives.
也在生活当中来加强他们。
When there are temptation who comes their way, you will strengthen them.
来你刚强他们来敌对仇敌的试探和诱惑
You will cause them to walk in your ways
你让他们来行走到神你的道路当中
And when they have been, when they have sinned Father we forgive them and we ask you to forgive them
若当他们犯下你犯罪的时候我们来饶恕他们也求主你来饶恕他们的罪过
Father we just want to bless them in their lives
主啊我们在生命当中大大的祝福他们
That they will reflect the image of the Heavenly Father in their lives.
让他们生命当中来彰显天父你的荣美形象。
And Father, I just want to pray for those fathers who are absent now.
也为我们当中没有在我们当中这些父亲祷告。
Through other circumstances, they may be absent in our midst.
可能因为各样的原因，他们今天没有在我们当中。
The fathers that who have chosen to be out of our lives.
在我们当中最拣选做父亲的
Father we want to forgive them
我们来饶恕他们
Father we want to release them
我们又来释放他们
Release them into your love
把他们放在神你的爱当中
Father we want to release them into your freedom
把他们释放到进入到你的自由当中
Father we want to release them Lord Father into Lord, the image of Christ
让他们也有满有基督你的样式
Father let them repent and come into the kingdom
让他们也可以悔改并且回转向你回到你的国度
Let them be truly saved
让他们能真正的得救重生
That they may be here with us worshiping you
并且与来到我们的当中与我们一家人一起来敬拜主
Father just we want to bless them
主要我们祝福他们
Even though they are absent in our lives.
尽管他们在我们生命当中暂时的缺失。
Father, I also want to pray for those dads that has hurt us.
我们对那些可能曾经伤害过我们的父亲祷告。
Through their words and through their attitudes.
借着他们的言语或者他们的行为和态度伤害到我们的父亲。
Father, we want to release them.
主，我们今天也放手。
We want to say we forgive them.
主，帮助我们来饶恕他们。
We just pray for them.
我们也为他们祷告
that they will be the true disciple of Jesus Christ
让他们成为耶稣你的真门徒
and that they shall be truly saved
让他们能真正的得救
Father, that when you save them, they will be completely free
主要当你来拯救他们的时候他们能完全的得自由
Therefore, Father, we ask you to intervene into their lives
主我们祷告求你来介入他们的生命
Bring them into the kingdom
带领他们来回到神你的国度
and we want to bless them
我们要祝福他们
and we release them
我们来释放他们
Holy Spirit release them now
圣灵你来释放他们
release our fathers Lord
圣灵来释放我们所有的父亲
release them from low self-esteem
让他们从自我的自卑当中来释放出来
release them from the low self-worth
让他们从自我的低认知当中来释放出来。
Let them receive the revelation of the love of God.
让他们有对父神的爱有一个全新的启示。
And let them receive you, Lord.
让他们来领受你，天父。
Amen. Yes, Lord Father, we just receive your love right now.
Amen. 是主，我们来领受你的爱。
Touch our hearts.
哦，求你来触摸我们的心。
Touch our hearts.
来触摸我们的心啊，主。
We receive your love.
主啊，天父，我们领受你的爱。
The perfect love from the Father
是从天父而来的完全的爱。
The perfect love of the Father who can heal our hearts.
主在天父，你完全的爱可以医治我们的心灵。
Father, we just release our hurts before you.
主，我们把我们的一切的伤痛都交托给你。
Father, only the love of the Father can heal us completely.
只有天父你的爱可以完全的医治我们。
Father, as we lay our hands on our hearts,
主，当我们按手在我们心上的时候
，Father, we ask you to touch us.
我们祷告求你来触摸我们。
Touch our hearts, Lord.
来触摸我们的心。
Heal our hearts, Lord.
医治我们的心。
Make us whole, Lord.
让我们的心再次被修复。
Father, that we may, Lord Father, overflow this love to others.
让我们可以把里面这个爱可以甚至流淌出来。
The love of the Father.
父你的爱 Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord, heal us, Lord.
主求你来医治
Heal us, Lord. Unblock the vessel.
主求你来医治我们，来打通每一个器皿
Overflow your love.
让我们这个器皿可以承载你的爱
Let nothing block us.
让这所有的难阻都挪去
Start your work in our lives.
主开始在你在我们生命当中你的工作
We invite you.
让我们来邀请你。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名。
Amen. Please be seated.
大家请坐。
God bless you. So today, we know that Joshua is away on holiday.
好，我们知道我们的 Joshua 牧师今天因为度假不在我们当中。
He'll be back next week.
下周就会回来了。
So pray for him to encounter the Lord, even though he was on holiday.
我们祷告牧师在度假的时候也仍然与神相遇。
God bless you all.
神祝福大家。
Anyone want prayers, please come forward. Ministry team, come forward, please.
好，如果大家需要祷告来到我们前面，我们有我们的代祷团的同工为你祷告。
Pastor Alpha can also pray for you.
我们的 Alpha 牧师也同样可以为你祷告。
And please feel free to go and have your tea and coffee.
好，大家请，好，可以随意到后面享用一些茶点。好，
Amen. 神祝福 bless you.
神祝福大家。